Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our Shichliu, schus Chayu Chevet Fege, Vasim Chayu Dispasia. And also Lili Nishmas, Hakoina Gadol, Shlomo Fishes at Sal. Over the years, we have not learned his Torah. And now that he's Nifter, it behooves us to remember him. One of the, if not the Gadol Hador, the greatest Talmud Chacham of the Dor, certainly at the top of the list, that one of the greatest Talmud Chacham, and probably, I mean, I can't judge, I haven't tested any of the great Gadolim, but Nigla Nistar, anything you want, he knew it all, Biyun, incredible. So, in Sanhedrin Daf Heyom and Aleph, Amar Rav, I'm on the boy of the Medan Dina. Somebody wants to judge a judgment. Vitam boy of the Miftarei. Mishal Tzad Adun Dinei Mamanot. Verotzeshi Im Yitei Yepetul Melashalem. What does he have to do? He wants to be putter from paying if he makes a mistake. He has to Lishkol Rishusami Beirish Gunusa. He has to ask Rishus in the house of the Rosh HaGadol. And skipping a little bit in the Gemara. Mehasim Lahacha Mishka Verishut Minasir at Israel of Balabavel Maidina. Haim Moila lo Rishut? Mehacha lahasim. Excuse me. Mehacha lahasim. It's Mehacha. From here, in Bavel, what about going to Eretz Yisrael? That's effective. That's Mahani. In other words, if you get Rishus in Bavo, you can judge in Eretz Yisrael. Because here, the Rosh HaGadol is called Shevet, which is Slera Maruba, and Hefker based in Kanu Hefker. Vasim and Asin Eretz Yisrael is called Mechaykik, which is a smaller level of Srar, of rulership, and therefore, the Rishus of the Rosh HaGadol, which is greater than the Nasin Eretz Yisrael, which is greater than the and the power of the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, there is only called a Mechaykik. So the Rosh HaGadol here is greater, and Mele, if he gets Rishus here in Bavel, he can also judge in Eretz Yisrael. Kedisani lo esu sheb Yehuda, Rosh HaGadol shebov trod nisov shevet. Lo esu sheb Yehuda is talking about those Rosh HaGadolios in Bavel, that they have Rishus from Alchei Paras, and therefore they can punish the Jewish people with a staff. These are the children of the children of Hillel, Hanasi, we see him Psachim Hoshivu Barosh Minu Nasi Alein. These are his great-grandchildren. And they are Malami Torah Barabim, Inam Raidim B'Shevet, Arei Shorosh HaGadolios B'Bavel, Nekroim Shevet, B'nei Banav Shel Hillel, Shein Nesim Be'eretz Yisrael, Nekroim Mechaykek. The Rosh HaGadolios are called Shevet, which is stronger, and the B'nei Bavel and of B'nei Banav Shel Hillel, where Nesim and Eretz Yisrael, they're only called Mechaykekim. They're only called legislators, but they're not Shevet. So lo yisur shevet miyudah strong. So if you get Rishus, Bekitzer and Bavel, you can also rule in Eretz Yisrael. You can also judge in Eretz Yisrael and you'll be potter if you make a mistake. If somebody who takes gets Rishus in Eretz Yisrael, what about when it comes to Bavel, what's the din? Is the Rishus there help for here? The Gemara goes on, tells a whole story of Rabbi Bar Chana, Dandina, in Bavel. He made a mistake. He comes in front of Reb Chiya. Does he have to pay? Reb Chiya says to him, they are makabel upon themselves that you should be the dayan. Lo teshalem, if not, go pay. Aye, but Rabbi Bar Chana got rishus from the Natsin Eretz Yisrael Ladum. So the Gemara says later, since he didn't get the rishus from Rosh HaGadol, so that's not called Rishus, and the Meili has to pay. The Gemara goes fine to see, see from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel is no good. But Rashi says, that the Reish Galusa and Bavel has Koch Rishus from Malchay Pras, Taisus, Dibra Maschil. It's Mashmi the Gemara, that Shevet is stronger, and that's Bavel, that's the Reish Galusa and Bavel. Vaiter, then Yenavkas Mam and Lifli Pater, the Hefker based in Hefker, Adifi B'nai Bavel, the Dikra Shevet, Rodin Swell B'mak, that's on B'mak, I'll have a time to Reish Galuma. Misacharim, v'nasi sheberet yisrael min hakeves kedabrim b'Yerushalmi. So as far as hafkas mammon goes, he's pater. He makes a mistake. Why? Because hefker based in hefker, and for that b'nei bavel are stronger than b'nei eretz yisrael, because they're called a shevet. Why are they called a shevet? Because they're roide b'makel. What does it mean they're roide b'makel? That they are able to judge the people with a staff. And since they're judging people with a staff, Mashmo says that they're stronger than the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. And Tosfos says the reason they're stronger is because Rosh HaGolah Shebabavel Mikolam B'Zecharim. They are from the males who are from the seed of Jewish kingship. The Nesim and Eretz Yisrael come from the Nekevus Sheb Zerah HaMelucha, like we see in the Yerushalmi and Kalayim. In other words, the Nekevus from the Zerah HaMelucha married men from other Shevatim, and then they became the Nesim. So since it's coming from the woman's side, it's not as strong. Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpat, he brings the Rivash, Tim Gamir B'Savri, Mahani Le Rishus HaMelech, because it was the Atumim, that the Rivash says that if he's a person who knows a lot of Gemara, he knows how to learn, so then Rishus HaMelech is enough to enable him to judge. And this the Tumim writes, Hashach Siv Kod Tetzvav Hizkim HaRivash, because of the Afil Afilu, So there are those who argue with the Rivash. But the Rivash is right. Since the Rishus of the Reish Galusa is enough to allow him to judge, and the king appoints the Reish Galusa, certainly the Rishus of the king himself is enough. So that's a quote from the Shach. The Tumim says, I'm not so sure, the Korei Asim Erash, Yubem Sein Zekaratam, the Lekach Rosh Goyle Mibavel, Mul Shalitain, Rishus Beretz Yisrael, Mishim Rishus HaMalchus. Rakatam, Hoel Deba, Mizera David, Vuhu Mizera Azchorim. Zeu Lehedi Delo Kerivash, the Tola Tam, Mishim Rishus HaMelech. Levanti Divra Erivash, the Mi Eze Tam, יהיה ביד ריש קלוסה ליתן רשוס לארץ ישראל, משום דהיה לך כוח ממלך פרס וכי מלך פרס. למשל, בזמן רבי, בדור של אחרב בארץ ישראל, עבדי דלותי במלך כלל, מישהו מזרע דוד, לא האויז והממשלה, ורשוס מן השמיים, תכסיב בייס דוד דין הלבק ומשפט, ונשיא ארץ ישראל שהיה רק מצד נקב זרע דוד, לא ידעת מתקיף לכל כך. שכסר רשי נסן לו רשוס המלך רשוס, So he doesn't buy it, that this Raya from Rashi, that the reason in Bavel they're stronger is because they have Rishus from Melech Pras. It's not the reason. The true reason is because he comes from Zerah David. And that's why the Reish Galusa in Bavel is stronger, because he comes from Zerah David. And that's not like the Rivash. The Rivash says it's because of Rishus HaMelech. But says the Tumim, I don't think it's because of Rishus HaMelech. because he comes from Zerah Zechari, comes from the Davidic line. And I don't understand the Rivash. Why should the Reish Galusa and Bavel have Rishus to allow someone to judge in Eretz Yisrael? Because he has Koch and Melech Paras. Melech Paras has no Koch in Eretz Yisrael. What's a Mishan Eretz Yisrael? Melech Paras has no Koch in Eretz Yisrael. It has nothing to do with the king, says the Tumim. Just somebody who's Mizera David, he has the power, he has the government, he has Rishus Min HaShemayim. Quotes a Pasuk. Based David Dino Labokar Mishpat, that the job of based David is to judge. And the Nisir Eretz Yisrael weren't from Zerah David, they were only from the Nekevis. They didn't have such power. And not that it says, Rashi says, Nasan al-Melech Rishus, Rashi is explaining how they have the Koach Lirdos Ambemakel, not why they're. What gives them the right to judge? Just what gives them the power to hit with the staff? That's the king. What gives them the power to judge? Into a what gives the Reish Galias the power to appoint judges? Is that he comes from Zerah David? That's when it comes to the Reish Galusa and Bavel. He's from Zerah David, but not the Reish Galusa and Eretz Yisrael. He's from the Nekevis. That's weaker. His kasha is that Melech Paras wasn't Moshe in Eretz Yisrael, but Zman Rebbe. So Mechitesi, that the Melech Paras, that his he can give permission to judge. Who is he in Eretz Yisrael? What power does he have over Eretz Yisrael? But that's not a kasha, because what Rashi means is that Melech Paras established the shashelis of the Reish Galusa. It says in the pasuk they appointed Nechemia to be governor of Eretz Yehuda. And they gave Rishus to Ezra to be man and shayftim b'dayanim, to punish the sinners, both by death, other punishments. The minyan is, as we learn in Mordkat Tezayin Koach Bezdin, and the reason is from the pasuk, from this pasuk, Heim l'shusha, heim l'onish nichsin, v'las l'isurin. So the Malchei Paras established the Reish Galusa, as we see in the pasuk that Nehemiah was a pachabar at Yehuda. He was a governor in Eretz Yehuda, Judea. They don't have to be in Eretz Yisrael, but they were mitiasei the shoshelos of the Reish Galusa, and Memela they're that. Melech Paras does have power over Eretz Yisrael. The minyan is shekvar harichim dvar Avraham in chelak aleph siman aleph that Hefker Beis Din is totally b'srava. Hefker Beis Din is totally in their power of the Beis Din. So just the fact that they have power isn't considered svara. You need kabbalas marus mitzada omvat sibur. You need they accept the marus. And the cover of the Reish Galusa was gadol ve'ene am yosim mikvodu shal anasi sheberetz Yisrael. V'yado haise yosir takifa mikshum kach. The cover of the Reish Galusa was very great in the eyes of the nation, greater than the cover of the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. And his hand was stronger. And his Sarara was mispashit even in Eretz Yisrael. Mashenki and the Nasi. It's only Moshe in Eretz Yisrael. And that the Yerushalmi gives the reason. The Reish Galusa was Mizera David HaZacharim. The Nasi was from the Nekevis. But you can't say like the Tumim, that's the Ikar Tam for their Koach. That's the Din Torah. Like he writes that somebody who's Mizera David has the Ozim and Shalah and has Rishus Min HaShemayim. Because if so, Zerah David and Nekevis shouldn't have any koach at all. Because we pass in Mishpachas Eim, Ein Ekori Mishpacha. That's just the reason for the Minagam. They were Makabo, the Reish Galusa. And not the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, because the Reish Galusa came from Zecharim of David. The Tumim wants to say that the reason they have power is because they come from the Zecharim of David. But that's not the real reason. The real reason is because he had more power. The Reish Galusa had more power. Yado Ha'isa Yosef Takifa. Because if the whole vort was that they came, the Nasi came from the Nekevas and the Reish Galusa came from the Zecharim, then the Nekevas should have no power. All the Yerushalmi explains when they talk about the Zecharim and the Nekevas is the idea that he's explaining why. Why does the Nasi have less power than the Reish Galusa? The answer is because the Nasi came from the Zecharim, the Reish Galusa came from the Nekevas, so the people were makabel upon themselves. But that's really the Yesod HaDvarim. Yesod HaDvarim is what people are makabel upon themselves. They're makabel upon themselves if a person's power, then he has more power. And the people in Eretz Yisrael makabel upon themselves, the Mar was the power of the Reish Galusa and Bava. The people in Bava weren't makabel upon themselves, the Mar was of the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi and Tosis understood the reason that Netilas Rishus Patu is a judge from having to pay is because Hefker pays in Hefker. And Hefker pays in Hefker, he got Rishus. He doesn't have to pay when he makes a mistake. But this is difficult. Because if so, even Beloy Gamir B'Savir, what does it matter that he has to be Gamir B'Savir? Like the Rivash says, he has to be a great Talmud Chacham. If the word is that Hefker pays in Hefker, well, even without the Gamir B'Savir, and the Poskim don't say that without Gamir B'Savir it works. So Lule, if not for the words of Rashi and Tosis, we could say as follows, that's the MS, Adayin Mumcha doesn't need a Ptur Meikar Adin. Like a Tavachuman, like an expert Shechet, who's Mekalkel and Bava Kame, Saritas Amad Beis, he's honest like Tosis says. Or Ein Buuman HaToy B'Malachto Mishum Mazik, like the Ramban says, Sof Perakolme. When a craftsman makes a mistake, he's not a Mazik. But like Tosis says, he's an honest. So we're not Mechayiv an expert Shechet. If he doesn't get Rishus, even if he's Gamir B'Savir, he's not an Uman. He's not an expert. He's not considered a Dayan. And we can explain by first bringing Tosis and Yavam and stuff. Memhei, I'm the base. The Yomaz will give him the Yisrael. Vin Torah Medachal Mash, but the Ger Shein Am Yisrael in Kosher Ladin. Or Perek Echad. Dina Mamas Tana Kok Sherem Ladin or Parach Tanino Mishani Chadal Asuya Ger. Shlomo Dasamayr Ladin Ger Chaveloi. We have a stira in Tosis. Tosis says in one place we see that a ger can judge, in another place a ger can judge. So maybe when it says a ger can judge, it means he can judge a fellow ger. He can judge a fellow ger, that's when it says in the mission that a ger can judge. A ger can judge his fellow ger. Whereas a ger can't judge anybody else. Why did Tosis have to be mamed the Mishnah that we're talking about to be done ger chaveiro ger dachuk? Well, Tosis ba'atzim lekamam bedav kufala from beis kasu the ger kasher who ledinim moment is ladin below kfiyah. Lo shach sima v'davar shel sraru tichsiv soim to sima lecha melech b'ker v'chech ala b'kfiyah. Okay, nukim asnisa medam below kfiyah. So Tosis would have had a better ukimta, like we see in Tosis themselves later on. 101b, who says that a ger is kosher, the dine mamanis, to judge without kfir, without forcing. The ger is not allowed to have sarara, but sarara is when it's forced. But without kfir, it's not forced. So just say pashut, that when it says a ger can judge. It's without kfir. So it seems pashut that Tosis holds that the din of alay kfir is not called din. It's just a psak, but it's not a din. And din is like we see in the Yalkut at the beginning of Parsha Shoftim. In the name of the Medrash Tanhum, Shoftim, Shoftim, Melamit, Shim, Ein Shoftim, Ein Shoftim. If there's no shoiter, if there's no policeman, there's no judge. You need to be able to enforce it. Otherwise, it's just a psak. It's not a judgment. And with this being explained, Rashi and Bav Metzia Tzadivav and Beis, Boi Ram Racham Rav Alvin Echseisha Mimuel, Imelu Beis Din, Perash Rashi Beis Yishol Yisrael Shabos Sador, Shekol Takonos Mishpat Tuya Ben, Ve'al Yedein Nogos Chukos HaMesukonos Tzibur Me'os, Vavikamo Shetiknu Lo Hem Kinyin Zeh. that if a Baal is kind to his wife's hektish, you want to know who's doing the Mi'ilah. So the Gemara says it's Beis Din. And then Rashi says, Beis Din shall Yisrael shavos ador. That all the takanas of Mishpat are tali in them. And through them, nogos chukos ha-misukanos letzibur me'az. Through them, we follow the laws that are fixed from earlier times for the tzibur. And it's like the Beis Din of that generation was metaka in this kingdom. We've discussed this Rashi in the past. It's a key Rashi. Huge Rashi, huge tradition Rashi. And Rashi says that when we do something, it's like the Beis Din of that door was metaka. Where there says, Boyram Rachama, Baal Menichse Meluk Shalishtai, when Shanafla Rachas Mirshalachim and Suav, Abisoch and Mirsei Kodesh. So since the husband's kainet, now it goes out of Rishas Hekdesh. So Mimoa, she got Nechas and Beirusha after she got married, and then it goes into the husband's Rishas. So who's the Moel? Who's doing Me'ilah? Can't be the Baal doesn't want to be kainet Beheter, only the Beisr wants to be kainet Beheter. She also doesn't want to do an issue. What about Beis Din? Ra'avdu Rabbanan Takanta Vamru Baal Lekechave. It's only the heter, not the issue. Why is it the Beis Din's fault? So there Rashi says, because the Beis Din is the one who are giving it to the husband. Because they're making the takanas in every door. Then the Beis Din of that door is making the takanas. So you see that all takanas chazal of Mishpat have to be mischad ishal yidei Beis Din shabachol door. Tamua, Maishnami Takanosam, Visir Veheter. 1 second. They make Takanos and Isir Veheter. And other mitzvahs there are abundant. That doesn't have to be Mischadesh. Why do their Mamanis Tikadinim have to be Mischadesh in every generation? So, based on what we said, we understand very well that Dine Mamanis is an Indian of Shvita. And you can't be Shefeit, Ludaris Habayim, because you can't be Kofa. How are you Kofa now for the future generations? So Dine Mamanis, you need every generation, because in every generation you can only enforce it in that generation. So now a Dayan, who wasn't Noita Rishus Mireish Galusa, Shubal Savara B'Koyach HaKfiya, a Dayan, who didn't get Rishus from the Reish Galusa, who is a man of power, who can enforce the law, is not a Dayan. And therefore he's not considered an expert. And therefore if he's Toya, he has to pay. So that explains why a judge has to be Noitel Rishus. Because he takes Rishus, then he's considered a Numan, he's considered an expert, and he's Pater. But if he doesn't get Rishus from the Reish Galusa, then he's not an expert. If he's not an expert, then he's not a Dayan. If he's not a Dayan, then he can't enforce his law. And merely he has to pay. So the Tumim, to summarize before we learned, he brings the Rivash, which is brought by the Shach, that im gamer v'saver mahan rishus hamelech. That if he's knowledgeable, if he's a learned person, then rishus hamelech is enough. And he says, what the heck, if the reish galusa says, the shach, if the reish galusa was appointed by the king, his rishus is enough, certainly the king's rishus is enough. And the tumim isn't happy with that. His tumim says, it's not about rishus. It's about Rishus. What koch does the Reish Galusa have to give Rishus for Eretz Yisrael? He had koch from the Melech Paras. The Melech Paras wasn't Moshe in Eretz Yisrael. So it's about where you come from. Zera David or not Zera David. Zera David at Zachar Marni Kavis. When Rashi brings the whole word of Biroides Am B'Makel, he's just saying, how do they have the koch Biroides Am B'Makel? And that's because Nasan Lo Melech Rishus. That's how he can be Rodeb and Makel. But really gives them their power, the Reish Galusa, the power, is that they come from the Zachar, not the Nikevis. It has nothing to do with the king, and Mimela, getting rishus from the king himself doesn't help. The answer is, we said that Malchei Paras, they established the Sheshelis. They established the chain of the Reish Galusa. So it really did start before the time of Rebbe. It did start with Paras. Like we have a pasuk. Nechemiah was appointed to be the governor. The idea is that the Dvar Reform says in Siman Aleph, the beginning of the Sefer, Chelek Aleph, that Hefker based in Hefker is totally besrara. Hefker based in Hefker is totally in your how much power you have. And just being strong is not considered sorry. You need the Kabbalah mitzvah at Sibor. The Kabbalah of Reish Galusa was much greater. And the Yerushalmi explains why. Because the Reish Galusa was Mizera Devar HaZacharim. That's why the people were Makabal. But not like the Tumim says, that's the makor of their koach, because they come from the Zacharim, and Reish Galusa from the Zacharim, and the other ones from the Nasi, from the Nekevus. Because what power did the Nekevus have? That's nothing. But it's just saying why the people were Makabal themselves, upon themselves, these leaders. So really, it really comes from the fact that their srara, their ability to judge, comes from how much people are makabal upon themselves. And they're makabal of the Reish Galusa more than Nasi, because the Reish Galusa was from the Zacharim and Nasi was from the Nekevus. So if it's a matter of people being makabal and their powers, then the Reish Galusa would help, because they were miyaseh the Shoshelas, and therefore they have the power. The people are going to subordinate themselves to the Melech of Paras, even though later on he didn't have power in Eretz Yisrael. But Lulei Divrei Rashi and Tosis, who says that it's Alts Hefker based in Hefker, that Netilas Rishus Patras the Dayan from having to repay when he made a mistake. Because the problem is difficult, because even if he wouldn't be a Talmud Chacham, it should also work Hefker based in Hefker. Why does he have to become Rav Yisavir? And the Tosis don't say, the Poskim don't say that it works it if he's not come Rav Yisavir. Why not? Hefker based in Hefker. So we said another reason. And the reason is because in order to be a judge, you have to have the power to enforce it. And if you don't have the power to enforce it, then it's a psak, it's not a din. And therefore you can't say that a ger can judge. When it says that a ger can judge, it means without kfiyah. Without kfiyah, it's not din, it's a psak. That's why we can't make that okimta, that a ger can judge when he's out psak. A ger can judge without enforcing, then it's just a psak. So dine mominus is an Indian of judgment, and you have to be able to enforce it. And the only way you can enforce it is if you have rishus nereish galusa, who is the koach kfiyah. Otherwise you're not a dayan. If you're not a dayan, then your judgment isn't a judgment. You're not an uman, therefore, if you ta'a chayav l'shalim. But if you do have power from the Reish Galusa, therefore you can enforce it, and if you can enforce it, then you're a proper dayan. If you're a proper dayan, you're patur m'l'shalim. If you made your judgment, it's a proper judgment. And we saw the chiddush in Rashi, goyis chiddush in Rashi, that in every generation the Beis Din is mechadish there, takonis b'dinei mominis. They're the enforcers, because you can't have a Beis Din, even on the other dinim. We don't see that by Surim. You don't see that every generation they're reenacting these Surim. The answer is because in order to be a judgment in Mominus, it has to be enforceable, and you can't enforce in this generation what's going to happen in a future generation. Therefore, the Beis Din in every generation are enforcing things anew. So Baruch Hashem, we're zochet to learn a short piece from the Moreinu Rabbeinu, Hagoyin HaGadol, Shlomo Fishes, that's out. I was listening to the Hespedim, incredible Hespedim. You can listen on Kol HaLashon. So his Talmud in the Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva's Itri. Shalom himself was a Rosh Yeshiva of Itri, but the Rosh Yeshiva before on the day-to-day was a Rav Ariya Boizer, very popular in Magid Shir in Eretz Yisrael. So he said that if you haven't learned Beis Yishai, then you haven't learned yet. That was the man said, a flugga like that. Until you've learned the Torah of the Beis Yishai, you haven't properly learned Torah. So that's obviously meant in our generation. previous generations, they didn't have the Beis Yishuv. Now that we have it, it behooves us to learn it. It's Mordik, Gevaldik Torah. And it's a schus that we can learn it together. And there's a lot more where this came from, Baruch Hashem. There's a lot of Torah from the base in the Sefer Beis Yishuv. And then and now they're going to start coming out one after the next with Sfarim, with his Chedushim, I'm sure. From all the years, 90 years of Ravatz's Torah and Limanat Torah. So maybe his Chedushim wrote down, and Shiurim, he used to give Shiurim, and Avni Miluim and Motzei Shabbos and Harnof, other things. So hopefully we'll be able to be enriched by the Torah of Reb Shlomo, and I hope that we're able to learn it together. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, Sfeiras, and Mitzvot.